Today, Susan Robb brings us this interview, recorded earlier this year with Allison James and Harold Underdown, the coordinators of the annual Kindling Words Conference for those working in the field of children's book publishing. Susan started by asking Allison James how the conference began.
Mary Lee Donovan, who's now a senior editor at Candlewick, and I, we went to school together for a master's degree in children's literature. And we were so enriched by 2 years of studying literature for children, the way you would study French literature or English literature, that we weren't willing to let that go when we graduated. And the other things that were happening around the country for published or unpublished authors and illustrators for children, just there was nothing that was really feeding the edge of the craft, making us become better writers or illustrators or editors. So we decided that we would start this, and it started small, it started in Vermont, and it started with a mix of published and unpublished authors and illustrators. And slowly over the years, we've been able to attract enough attention and attract people from across the country so that we now are completely full and can set the bar and say that this is a professional organization for people who are making a lifelong commitment to children's books.
We've always talked about the business side of children's publishing. We've always talked about balancing life and work. We've always talked about balancing art and money. We've always talked about the craft just on its own. And it's always been about the issues that confront a working professional, whether they're an illustrator or a writer or someone working at a publishing house, creating the best possible books for children in a society that is built around commercial values. And that's what it's always been. And really, I would say to some extent that hasn't changed.
There are some people who wouldn't fit here. And those are people whose egos are stronger than their desire to continually create fresh and new and different things. If an author or an illustrator or an editor feels like they've arrived and they have nothing to learn, there's really not much point in coming, because at Kindling Words, we're all on a level. There is nobody on a pedestal. And if you are in such a habit of being in a group of people where you need that adoration, it's not going to happen here. Nobody's on a pedestal here.